flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Katy Perry, we're all very excited about her big The Lifetimes tour. We have a date July 18th at the Chase Center, and all this week we are giving you a chance to win tickets to this throughout the day. So we're going to do a pair coming up here in about, well, a little less than a minute. And then we've got another pair at 12:05. And then Janie has three chances at 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. Mm. Loaded her show up with these things. No, very exciting. So Katy Perry tickets, the Lifetimes tour, July 18th at the Chase Center. It's all courtesy of Live Nation. And all you have to do is text us these code words as they become available to you throughout the day. We'll give you one. And the next thing you know, you're entering the contest. And make sure that you take a peek at your phone. See if you win the thing. Okay, so this hour's code word is dancing. D-A-N-C-I-N-G. Take the word dancing. Get that in post. Take the word dancing and enter it in on our contest line 20357. That's text dancing to our contest line 20357. And then you can check out Katy Perry this summer.
Breaking news. No surprise here. 650 says, Sarah's right.
Oh.
Zuck owns about half of Kauai. He's building a huge compound there. Phil in San Jose on the app.
Thank you, Phil in San Jose.
925 says, Zuck owns Kauai. Zuck owns half of Kauai, not Maui.
Half of it?
707. Well, I mean, it's a small island, but I mean, well, the guys, who's got longer money than that guy? Oh, only God, a couple people.
What do you think that cost to buy half of Kauai? Has he been just adding
probably
to it the whole time?
Anytime,
like, this is
available,
that's available.
Boom, I'll take it. Yeah.
That's got to be pretty nice. Imagine that. You could go, I'm going to buy one of the major Hawaiian islands.
The weirder thing,
one piece at a time,
in my opinion, and I know they've made a lot of very smart moves buying Instagram along the way and whatever, but when you think about someone becoming a multi-billionaire over what amounts to an online yearbook, and not to mention, he didn't invent it. MySpace was already there, and something called Friends, I don't know, but either way, like, that's a guy who turned that into billions and billions of dollars.
Right.
His name's on the freaking hospital right here in town.
Right. I know. And Meta is now the big parent company. And the I'm telling you, these glasses, this wearable stuff.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't use any of it.
I can't wait to use it to navigate around town. Like, sometimes I'll meet my friend Sheffy and he'll be like, oh, we're going to go. We'll try this coffee shop. And I would use, Google Maps, and it's got, like, if you ever do that thing where you pick up your Google Maps and as you're walking, it'll show you, it'll, like, put giant markers on the road for you and tell you to, look both ways. You're coming up to the thing. And if you just pick it up, so you've given yourself walking directions, pick it up, put it in front of your eyes, and it goes, stand by, grabbing the thing. And then it starts putting arrows where you're supposed to go.
Oh.
And it'll show you, like, turn this corner.
Well, that's breaking.
It's It's so actually, it's been there for a little while. But now you won't even have to do that. You're just going to say to your to the AI built into your sunglasses. I mean, at least it seems that way. I think that's going to be too good to be true. It looks like some of the video stuff is pretty amazing.
The video we were sent by one of our listeners
who's
out on the water, looked great.
And just to have that kind of point of view, was it you who was talking about how, like, a lot of times, like, if you're wearing a camera, like, you know, body cams or something like that, it's down a little bit lower. Like, and when you turn your head, it's not following that. But these will follow where you're looking and what you're seeing.
Yeah, I don't know if it was me, but I know a lot of the GoPros, they have such a weird angle at things. Mm. Like, if someone puts it on the surfboard, you're seeing you on a surfboard.
And that's,
but you don't see what's around you. So you could be on a 2-foot wave or a 20-foot wave, and you would still be seeing someone's upshot. So there's definitely issues.
You could ever hold these glasses on your, is there a strap or something you could have these glasses on your face and record?
In the water? No, yeah. I wouldn't do that. Mm. There might be people who would, and that may be coming. Maybe that's, you know, with all the technology that's available, there's plenty of people who are going to.
Right.
I've never put that stuff on my board, though.
Right.
It's for me, it's the experience and the trying to get away from social media and all the post. Like, this is me time.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Still, nice to be able to show other people what your you time looked like. Like,
sure.
Just looking at those videos, I'm like, okay, well, I might not watch this if this was everything you posted all the time on Instagram. But that was fascinating to see. This listener, Bella, I think her name was, she was on a couple days ago. And she sent us a bunch of videos of herself on some kind of team paddling. And they're out under the Golden Gate Bridge. And even though it was windy, the audio was fantastic. And you can really, you can hear her breathing and you can see, hear the water. Mm-hmm. And even though it's windy, it's not overpowering everything else. It doesn't have that, you know, big muffled sound. It sounded great. Looked great. The picture was incredible. And it's clearly somebody's, you know how when you play a video game, like, there's these first-person shooter games where you are the person. You see your hands on the gun that you're using. Like, you are moving around and you're going around corners. And I bet it feels kind of like that as you're watching those things. Like, you're seeing her hands with the oar and everything she's looking at, wherever she turns her head. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to, I think I'm getting them the third.
415 says, Sarah, I thought you were anti-Facebook because of the election stuff. In 2016.
I am.
Now you're buying their products and promoting it on your show.
Oh, sorry about that. You're right. Zip. I don't know, whatever. Seems cool. I was just mad at them. Scott Capurro, he's doing a show Friday night, Clandestine Brewing in San Jose, and the tickets are available at Eventbrite. That guy is funny. Go and check him out if you're in the area. Band shirts. You know, I read this story and I thought to myself, this is, we have to be talking about, like, original t-shirts, because you can get almost any t-shirt online. You type in, you know, I want a Kiss t-shirt or whatever. I think I might even have, like, a Poison shirt on right now.
I'm wearing Rancid.
You have a Poison shirt on right now.
I think I do.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What was that?
It sounded like...
Oh, was that your telephone cord going...
I think it was the cord going across.
Oh,
but it did sound like... Yeah,
it sounded like something was going...
It sounded like I was being electrocuted, but I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. We both have...
You
have a Rancid. I've got a Poison. That's so funny.
Wow.
So, but the thing about it is that, you know, I'm always buying, like, vintage t-shirts. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that, an old AC/DC. Oh, that's great. Or the...
You're wearing a Poison shirt.
Isn't that funny? I like the colors. I don't love the band. But there's a market for legitimate, not like made today, band shirts. And so I'm reading through this like, okay, the top 10 artists that have the highest average resale value. Like, if you bought a 1991 Nirvana t-shirt, like, that is, it's big money.
And it is?
Apparently so. So if you have some of these t-shirts, you should go through. Like, the highest average resale value went to Nirvana. They're about $279. So if you've got it and it's legit, and I guess you can prove that it isn't just a reprint, because that's my thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? I can buy these things for $19 on Amazon.
There's a shop on Melrose that I used to shop at. That's what they sell. Is
vintage, truly vintage shirts.
So they're used.
Yeah, they're used.
They're buying used. Okay.
And I've never been more like kind of angry with my sister. She went through all my boxes back home and I had a bunch of band shirts and concert shirts from, you know, the 90s. And she made them into a quilt for me.
Oh, so she loves you.
Yeah, I mean, so it was nice.
Also she was hates
she,
you.
She was doing something nice, yeah. But I'm like, but that's my Peter Gabriel shirt. And
I never had dough for one shirt. And I just didn't. I went to see shows, but I never had dough for t-shirts. Like,
and the t-shirts were always very expensive at those.
But
things.
I remember, like, this is even prior to the shirts that you guys are wearing now. When I was in high school, like Rick and Ronnie Lawson that lived down the street, he's the one who was like always hiding in the bushes and jumping out to get me in. Like, they're crazy dudes, but they were
the Lawsons.
They were the Hessians. They were the metalheads. They were the guys who had a comb in their back pocket. Their hair was feathered back and long. Mm. And they wore the Judas Priest with the half sleeve, the three quarter sleeve. They had one of those shirts for every day of the week. Like all of them. Crocus.
Yeah, I hope they held
Dokken,
on to them.
Judas Priest. Are anybody, the metal bands on the list? No.
Oh, yeah. No, there's. Oh. Listen, this is. So I guess maybe I'll start at the bottom.
Okay.
Triple XXXTentacion. That guy's dead. He's at number 10. You can get about $163 for one of his shirts. Pearl Jam, $171.
Okay.
Kanye West, $179. Paul McCartney, $180. Green Day, $186. These are average prices if you're on a secondary resale market. Guns N' Roses, $188. Outkast, $225. Earth, Wind & Fire, $235. Red Hot Chili Peppers, $241. And Nirvana, $279. However, the highest valued shirt that sells on these, I guess there are sites that do this and locations that do it. There is a Grateful Dead t-shirt, which I immediately went, okay, I got to see if I can find this. So I typed in Grateful Dead Black Panther t-shirt. It's a large Black Panther. It's a white shirt coming up from if you had the shirt on, coming up from your right hand side, it's like the body of the Panther. The head of the panther is up on your chest, and in the eye is the red and blue
logo.
Skull with the lightning bolt down the middle.
Oh, my God.
Are you looking at it?
This one is selling used for $3,890.
The average price is $2,750, so you can find it for less than that if you're going to go buy it right now. But they are saying that these, if it's original, because I tried to find it on, I'm like, I bet you I can find this on Amazon, and then I'll look like I have a Grateful Dead shirt that's worth $2,500. No, you can't find it. I couldn't find it anyway. I'm sure there's someone
their
who can
gear,
knock offs.
You know how I went and saw them last summer when they play, or maybe it was two summers ago. I don't know. Whenever they played.
Dead Company.
Yeah, they played over at
the ballpark.
What is it called now? Oracle Park? Mm-hmm. Hate that they've changed the sponsor so many times.
Right. Always be Pac Bell Park.
Right.
To me.
I mean, it's just dumb. I was there, I got there and went, you know what? I'm going to get a sweatshirt. And I got in line and I was chatting with some people and I got up there and I said, I'll take that sweatshirt in a large. And they said, nope. And I said, I'll take it in a medium. Nope. Well, what do you got? Triple extra large.
Oh, that was all they had left.
I'll take it. It goes to my knees.
Yeah. Give it to your wife. She'll like it.
Well, no, we have it. It's in our house. Everyone's worn it. Because
cozy.
It is cozy. It's comfy, but you know.
Can always cut the bottoms off of the sweatshirt.
The point is these guys sell a lot of merch.
They do. So this one is from 1994. We're talking about a Grateful Dead. This is the highest value shirt, they say, out there on the resale market. About $2,750 is what it averages. You just found it for $3,500 or whatever. It's got a large Black Panther on the front and the eyeball is their logo. It is really cool. It's super different. The number two most in demand, highest valued shirt is a Nirvana shirt from their In Utero tour. It sells for about $2,000.
Mm.
And a Bjork t-shirt from her post tour. And that's valued at about, they say that goes for around $1,900 a shirt.
I saw Nirvana during that tour and previous, but I never bought a shirt. Can't do anything. No money for me.
Well, and plus they were out of the ones you want. Okay, butt crack piercings are a thing. And am I not allowed to say that? Crack piercings thing?
Rear
yeah,
piercings.
So like the top of the mark.
I'm not into it.
Well, there it is. There's that is Cardi B's butt.
Oh.
And if you click on it, you can see a little bit more of the whole thing.
Are we seeing?
We are. Okay. No, it's the butt. It's the top of the crack.
So that can't be.
No, it just can't be. It would, I mean, anatomically speaking, it can't be there. I don't know if this is like really safe for work or anything. I'm not going to put it up on the Facebook page. She put it up on, it's on Twitter. So at the very top, you can grab the skin and put a little piercing in. It's like two diamonds and it looks like she's sprouting some diamonds out of that
area. So it's like a horseshoe.
It must be, right?
It's a horseshoe, yeah. Okay.
It seems like about the most painful place you could put one just from a day-to-day usage thing. Like, even your thong goes up over that and is moving that thing around and seems aggravating.
You're out of the underwear game for at least a while.
Oh, yes. And maybe the jeans game, too. Like, it really feels like that could be a rip you don't want.
I understand, especially... look, I'm covered in tattoos. I understand once you start this, it becomes this... You know what I need to do?
Well, that tattoo extends down
right into
the crevasse.
Yes. So I understand what's happening there, but I swear, I think I just wouldn't. To me, women are perfect as they are. No piercings needed. The end. But I understand they're not doing it for me. They're doing it for them, and I get it. But I just.
I don't know who you're doing that for. I feel like that's not one you can see all that well. But I suppose in this day and age,
we mess with ourselves.
We show so much of our plumber's crack.
Right.
You know, that would be nice if all the plumbers could get one of these piercings so we could have something nice to look at.
You know, Cardi B, I'm looking at her. This is her post. It's on her site, so you can go see it on her page. Cardi B is highly sexual, so I'm not that surprised.
Yes.
Like, not even highly,
hypersexual.
Like, so,
well, that's what she sells, so
right.
It's not super surprising. But yeah, that's she says that she tells everyone that she's got one, and somebody says a photo or it didn't happen. And she's like, all right, here you go.
Boom.
That was easy enough. Anyway, right. She's got two diamonds coming out the back of her.
All the surgery she's had and all the tattoo work she's had done, it's not surprising that she's up to piercings as well.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. I just feel like that's a snag and a ouch waiting to happen.
I would never tell someone not to, but if my wife or girlfriend got that, I'd be like quietly bummed. I'm sorry you feel like you needed to do that.
Bummed.
Get it?
You like bummed. It? Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying. Would you want a girl with that?
I don't mind piercings, but that piercing, no.
No. So if Shauna did that or some lady you're dating, you'd be like...
It'd be shining in your face when you were doing it that one way. Like, hey.
I already like the view as is. It doesn't need any decorative... there's no adornment needed. The view's perfect.
It could be fun other places, but no.
Oh, you like them in the woman area? Nipples? What's your thing?
I think it's hot.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh,
goodness. Moving on. Coldplay. Sorry about it, Swifties. Coldplay just played the biggest stadium show of the 21st century. It happened in India. It was two concerts. About 111,000 people turned up, but like 220,000 people over the two concerts. But one of them had 111,000 people, and that apparently is the biggest single ticketed event. Someplace in India called Ahmedabad. I'm sure I'm screwing that up. Ahmedabad. And by the way, already the second highest grossing tour in music's history. Coldplay's Music of the Spheres tours, New Heights. Two biggest shows of their career.
Mm.
Yeah. Incredible. Breaking records. Mm. And where'd they go? And that is all I've got time for. What you got coming up then?
Well, let me take a look. I was caught up with our texts, which there's a lot of, so I'm a little off. I'm caught off guard. Oh. One of the most popular Super Bowl foods you've never heard of and more after.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Just dance. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info and everything we talked about today, it's all up there on the Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be the winner of 5K. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. Might as well be you.
Might as well.
Some texters wrote in as I discussed the fact that I like to make a bunch of rice and then we heat it up and eat it through the week.
Yes.
And they were like, isn't that super dangerous? And it can be if food handling is like, you got to handle
it. If you leave it on the counter all night, then
yeah,
it's a problem.
Then it's not okay. So yes, heating, and this is right off the internet, heating up saved rice is safe as long as it's been properly stored in the refrigerator within 2 hours of cooking and is reheated thoroughly to a steaming hot temperature, which is exactly what I try to do. I just put a little water and a little olive oil, put the rice back in into a frying pan, and then just heat it up and just stir it and get it all mixed. And it comes out great. You might want to use butter. I know some people who do.
I'm a butter girl.
Right. But either way, that is just a food handling situation. Yes, I reported the story where some college kid ate Chinese food the day after, and it got all of them sick, and I think one of the guys died.
Yes.
So, yeah, you don't leave it out all night.
Right.
That's not
refrigerate
funny.
Stuff. It isn't funny. It's right. not.
You never terrible. Heard that?
No, but I've done it. So I've eaten rice. Yeah. And
that's
left
very,
it on the counter.
Very sketchy.
All right. Even just like.
Very.
They say a lot of people get sick off a potato salad. It's got the mayo in it. It's been sitting out at the picnic all day. Somebody grabs a little of that later in the day. And I don't know if you die from it or anything, but you know, there is safe food handling. There are established guidelines for that.
The bacteria concern, let's see. Bacillus cereus.
Sounds serious.
It produces toxins if left at room temp for too long. So, anyway, I heat it up.
Yeah.
That's why we're able to make
it,
that.
Heat it back
right,
up.
Exactly.
We're able well, I to, do that with oatmeal. Sometimes I'll make a big batch of oatmeal and then you can scoop it and make that.
And you reheat it in a frying pan?
No, I've just put it in a bowl, a little bit of water, mush it down, put it in the microwave.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Heats right back up. You ever do those overnight oats?
Christina makes those a lot.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
They're good.
I've never done them at home, but John brought them home from someplace one time. Like they were like, oh, we put them in the fridge all night and they.
I eat a half a cup stuff. Of steel cut oatmeal every day.
Do you do instant or do you cook it at home?
I cook it on the stovetop every morning. I heat up the water, go do some stuff. Once it's, I put the oatmeal in, walk away, take a shower.
So it's not instant. It's fully,
no,
you got to do 15 minutes.
While I'm doing my morning prep and then I take that and doctor it. And that's what I eat on the drive-in.
I do the steel cut too. I really like that. And usually it's good for... That right then we'll have some and then I can have some the next day. And yeah, it's nice.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have already done the weather, but mostly sunny today. Highs in the high of 60, meaning many of you won't even see that.
Right.
And rain and snow on the way Friday through Wednesday. So
we
bring in
it.
Those cushions or whatever things you guys do.
You people with your outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
And everything.
We have that too. You know, our cushions have never been brought back out since winter started.
Do you have
They're
like
in the
a,
garage?
Oh, you have room in the garage?
Yeah.
Do you have like a place where you slot them in, or are they just in a stack?
They're just in a stack with the bikes over there. It's not organized, but the garage really has become a dump site.
It's what garages are.
Well, it used to house cars, and then the pandemic hit, and we turned it into part of the space where people do things.
Right. Weren't you doing, you were washing off all your groceries in there and then you got a Peloton
and
everything else.
Yeah.
Comes living space.
A couple in Altadena, California, named Brian McShay and Stephanie Rayner, lost their house in the Eaton Fire this month.
Mm.
They're in the news thanks to one other thing.
Oh.
They were sifting through their rubble when Brian found the engagement ring he recently bought. Stephanie didn't know about it.
Oh.
So he proposed right there on the spot with the ring. Amazing.
But also kind of heartbreaking.
Well,
we stand in the rubble of our home.
I know, but he was about, like, he had a plan. He was ready to, you know, make their.
Oh, God.
I mean, what are we doing here, right, Sarah? What are we doing here? What is this?
Well, what's happening here?
Yeah,
what are we doing
this?
Here? Where's this going?
Well, it's going to, I got the ring and then the fire took our house out.
Mm.
But they found the ring and he proposed. And from what I understand, she said yes.
Did he use like does it say if he used a metal detector? Like, I guess if you knew approximately where your bedroom was. Oh, wow. They're surprisingly clean, actually, these people. Considering they're sifting through the soot, but they are both in like full coverage gear.
It's toxic.
Yeah.
That whole area is toxic. So it's a miracle they found the ring.
Yeah.
It's really cool that they got to go through with the proposal.
I expected that it'd be covered in soot.
And I really like that story.
Yeah.
Here's another one. A guy's Apple Watch saved his life last week after he hurt his leg skiing in Washington State.
Oh.
The watch sent out an SOS after he tumbled 1,000 feet down a mountain.
1,000 feet? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
There's footage of search and rescue helicopter picking him up. Without the watch, he would have been there all night and frozen to death.
Oh, that is a good reason to get one of those.
I have a friend when we were kids, we were teenagers, probably 18, 19, yeah. probably 19. We were skiing down south and at a place called Mountain High. And my friend Jason, I don't remember how it, he just missed the turn, flew off the side. Maybe he'd fallen and was sliding and then he stopped when his rib cage hit a tree.
Oof.
Like that was what stopped him from continuing. And so of course he broke his ribs.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things where you are, they had to send in people
yep.
to get down there to him, strap him in and pull him up. And he didn't come home with us that night because he was in the hospital.
Right.
But these things happen skiing. You know, it's funny. All that talk about helmets in the early days. And I was like, who would do that?
Put on a helmet?
Yeah. Like, why? And now it's weird to not see someone in a helmet.
Right. And now you have kids and it's like you put on a helmet so that they see that that's what happened. There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's a totally different reason for it. But and I'm only making turns. I'm not trying anything anymore these days. I barely even go. I haven't been this year. I didn't go last year.
Yeah. That's surprising because actually I bet you that my kids, by the time Sean was five, he was on, or five, first maybe six, he was on skis all the time. And that was, so I think that that your youngest could totally do it.
Oh, I think they could. We just, you know.
Busy.
Well, a lot of people, doing things with kids is a lot.
It is. It's
and
a lot
so
of
you
work.
Find yourself looking at like, what would that entail? And you think to yourself, let's just have a weekend at home. Like all the stuff that comes with.
Yeah.
This story out of Canada.
Oh,
a guy in northern Canada had to be rescued after he got into a drunken brawl outside a bar.
Oh, I'm going to beat the out of you. Eh?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that that happened shortly after midnight on January 12th.
I said I was sorry about it. About it.
In Fort McMurray, about 250 miles north of Edmonton.
Oh, my.
I don't know Canada.
I didn't know there was a lot of stuff north of... Don't they say like 99% of Canadians live within 5 miles of the U.S. border? It's like some crazy stat.
The temperature was single digits. TMZ says his pants fell down during the fight, and then he landed on his stomach.
Uh-oh.
And his man zone immediately froze to the ground.
Oh, no. Well, it is January there, too. It is. That's a cold, cold place.
Someone on Facebook is claiming TMZ didn't get the story exactly right. They say that actually the fight had gotten broken up and cops made him lay face down while they were arresting him. And that's when his man zone stuck to the ground.
Did he lose that thing?
He did not lose the thing, but there is footage of him being peeled off the ground. They blurred it, but you can tell by the video that it wasn't pleasant.
Is it the screaming that gives it away?
TMZ says he wasn't seriously hurt.
It feels serious, even to me, and I don't have one of those things.
Why wouldn't they use hot water instead of like peeling them? Like that's what you do if your tongue gets stuck.
You can burn the skin there just as easily. I mean, you'd almost use room temperature water and that might burn you.
Yeah. Maybe it's just so cold the water freezes right away.
Yeah, like what are you trying to do? Get me encased in ice here? Hey, what am I, a caveman? Iceman?
The Super Bowl is set, so what are you serving?
I don't know.
Someone put together a list of the most popular Super Bowl foods by state. So they analyzed the internet, search volume data, and all the stuff leading up to Super Bowls.
Are you having a party?
Am I? I probably will have friends over,
Friends over?
I don't know if we call it a party, but I guess you could.
Yeah.
I mean, a Super Bowl party is very different than a regular party.
And right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kids are involved, so that's also different than a regular party.
But at least you get to watch a game.
Yeah. No, here's the results. Buffalo chicken dip is America's favorite Super Bowl food by a landslide.
Buffalo chicken dip.
It's a top search dish in 29 states in the Midwest, Northeast, and Southeast.
Wow.
Baked potatoes are number one in the second most states with 5, California, Oregon.
What? That's fun.
Washington, Nevada, and Montana. Baked potatoes.
Baked potato, you bake it, and then you scoop it all out. You mix it with cheese and broccoli, a little bacon, maybe some hot sauce.
Yeah, but that's a twice baked potato.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with that?
But I mean, you're saying baked potato. Well, who eats a baked potato at a party?
I would eat that. It's got to be more than that. It's like, you know, maybe even like a potato skin kind of deal.
Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi want fried green tomatoes for their Super Bowl parties.
Oh, those are good. Thanks.
I mean, you like them?
I make those all the time.
Oh. Fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, it's a real southern, like, we eat a lot of that in Western.
I've never had that.
Really? Very good. If they're done right.
Is it that they're not ripe and so they're firmer or something?
They're a little firmer, so yeah, you make them and you dip them in some buttermilk and some breading and then fry them up. And you got to fry them at just the right temperature so they get warm and they're crispy on the outside. They're very good. Mm. I'll make them sometime because you can eat them cold too if they're done right.
Oh my.
Other favorite dishes for Super Bowl parties include funeral potatoes.
Funeral potatoes?
I don't know. Cheesy potatoes, poke bowls.
I do like a poke bowl.
Deviled eggs, hot dogs, baked ziti, garlic knots, and shakshuka.
Oh, that's eggs. I thought, isn't that eggs cracked into like a tomato sauce or
I don't know
some
that
other thing?
I don't know this other one. It's called Nofla soup.
Nofla? Nofla soup?
Knoephla. They say it's a German soup.
And this is stuff people were eating at Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like, you know, I'll say this funeral potatoes looks kind of like mac and cheese.
No.
Salt and lavender funeral potatoes. I don't know. I just don't know.
Nofla soup is a German soup which includes dumpling, potatoes, chicken, vegetables, and cream, and it's popular in the north central part of the country.
Hmm.
It's not pizza level popular, but it's popular. Nofla soup.
Shakshuka is eggs cracked into this tomato sauce, which is not, I mean, I feel like who's serving that at a Super Bowl party?
I don't know.
It's a big, messy breakfast thing, it looks like. Also called shakshuka.
I'll take my chili.
Yeah, I want some chili. I'll take some wings. I like crack dip, which is the onion, you know, French onion soup and ruffles. Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Frozen Chaunch sounds like a scrotum pole song. It does.
Yeah.
You're right.
Change
right up
flagpole,
there. Right? You know, I have a song that I wrote called Deodio.
Yeah.
And I've often thought, like, man, some deodorant company, if I sold that to them, they'd make, it would be like the standout marketing.
That should just be the name of somebody's deodorant. Deodio with your song as the, yeah.
It would absolutely go.
Honestly, there's so many missed marketing tools that you've provided to people. I mean,
I
Levi's, America's Napkin.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big one.
Yep. Oh, and they are.
Right.
Who doesn't, you know, whatever you're, I just wiped some peanut butter and jelly on my jeans. That's what you do.
Whatever weird food, who would eat that? You know, it's a good marketing
Vinny,
tool.
Did you just say eating rice and oatmeal every day is good for you? Exact opposite. Sorry. No, I don't eat rice every day. I definitely eat oatmeal, but what is it called?
Steel cut?
Steel cut oatmeal, a half a cup every morning that I work. If that's bad for me, you know, tell me what to do instead. You want me to eat a bagel? You think that's better?
No.
Like, what is...
Don't ask me. I think there's nothing wrong with a belly full of oatmeal.
I can't make...
Breakfast is a very important meal. What do you put on it?
Because
if you load it up with maple syrup and butter
no.
And nuts and stuff...
I will slice some kind of fruit, whether it's blueberries. Well, I don't have to slice them. They just get thrown in. Or banana slices.
Mm.
And then I'll put some spoon of peanut butter in it.
And by the way, keeps you regular.
I don't know what you eat every day. What do you get to eat every day?
Yeah.
510.
They eat celery and that's all they eat.
rice can be kept warm for 3 days before it goes bad. Japanese rice cookers have a keep warm function, so it's always ready to eat.
They do have a keep warm. You can leave it for a long time, but to me, it makes a film on the bottom. Like it really kind of like solidifies the bottom part.
I don't like leaving anything on at my house like that. That feels sketchy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not eating so much rice that I need to keep it warm on the
right,
countertop either. So.
Mm. 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 Let's see. Julie from Oakley says, Vinny has got to take his girls to the Katy Perry concert. So fun. It's like a girl's huge slumber party.
Oh.
Singing and dancing and all the sets and props.
It's like lifetimes of fun.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
What's, how about we
game? Yeah, let's play a game,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah.
You got a game noise for me?
Oh, yeah. You want some music?
Let's start bringing that in underneath me when it's time to start gaming. That way I don't always look around going,
Yeah, like maybe right around 45.
Yeah, bring this in. That way we know.
All right, boys, we're going to play. How old's that guy? I know, your favorite game.
I haven't done well at this game.
You're going first so he can scumbag you. How old is Sarah McLachlan? Her main talent, making Sarah people feel... Sarah McLachlan.
56.
Makes you feel sorry for stray kittens and abused beagles.
What did you say?
56.
I will say 57.
57 is the exact right answer.
Oh, come on!
That is worth 2 points.
Come on! Way to tee me up, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Vinny, you're first. How old is Alan Alda? Hawkeye Pierce from MASH. And from the West Wing, too.
75.
76. He is 89.
He's pushing 90?
Yep. Turning 89 today. So that's a point for you there, Maddie. Elijah Wood, Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's also in the first Hobbit movie. Character didn't appear in the book, but there you go.
42.
42.
Oh, 43.
44 is the correct answer. You're so close. 43 is your lucky number. How about Nick Carter, the Backstreet Boys? Nick Carter, the Backstreet Boys. How old is that guy? And this is Maddie.
No, I just went.
Okay, this is Vinny.
Sorry. Nick Carter is 55.
54.
He is 45. That's another point for Maddie. How about...
Nick Carter's that young?
He's young. Can you believe it? Mm. How about Joey Fatone of NSYNC? Joey Fatone. And this is Maddie first, yeah?
I know Joey's a little older, so I'm going to say 51.
50.
He's 48. That's a point for you, Vin. How about a Barbie Benton? Gorgeous hee-haw star who really is better known for her Playboy stuff. How old is Barbie Benton?
You guys have no idea how much I love this lady.
I have some idea. I've heard wax poetic about Barbie Benton.
My early hopes and dreams. Oh, God, did I love her.
I'm going to have to look her up after this.
Oh my God, you don't know Barbie Benton. I'm surprised.
I knew her from Hee Haw, but I didn't.
He was a Hef favorite.
Oh,
yeah. She was like a star.
I actually think he and her.
Cute as a button.
Those two might have been an item for a while there.
Right,
I mean, he was doing everybody.
He did everybody.
But, right.
All right. So who has to go first on Barbie Benton?
I think Vinny did.
65.
66.
75 years old. And by a score of 4-3. I'm sorry, Maddie. Couldn't pull that one out. This one is Vinny all the way. El Campeón del Pueblo has done it again.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
And the kisses happen. All right. Goodbye.
Thanks for the kiss.
Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you get that 5K entry. And don't forget, there are plenty more Katy Perry tickets. We have a pair at 12:05. Again, Jane's got 3 pair. 405, 505, and 605. We'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.